Streaming live, it's Delta Panthers Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers.
No, I can hear a little faint, like, pre-programmed something. Welcome to Panther Stadium. I'm Mark Cantor, joined by Vaughn Mitchell, and it's homecoming. And what better opponent for homecoming than one coached by a man that stood on that home sideline for many years, Vaughn?
Got nothing?
I can't. Not very much, bud.
Okay.
I got that pretty much trained. So maybe it's this big.
Could be. Little technical difficulty here. Little technical difficulty, and we will attempt to get that figured out. But Rifles, 1-1, coming off a hard-fought loss to Glenwood Springs last week, 34-27. Rifle has a standout running back in senior Nicholas Saldivar, who is averaging a little over 138 yards a game on the ground. Defensively, they're solid up front and could give Delta a little trouble if the Panthers can't control the line of scrimmage. We'll take a break. We'll have an interview with head coach Ben Johnson. That's coming up next. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations on Main in Delta is creating dishes you heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thor, Scott, and Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
I'm here with head coach Ben Johnson, and first off, Ben, congratulations on 101 to Delta.
Well, thank you very much.
And Denver Broncos High School Football Coach of the Week as well.
Thank you very much. It was a nice honor.
So, you guys played well offensively, and the defense stepped up when they needed to, and you got the win at Palisade. What are your thoughts on that game?
You know, I thought it was a really well-executed game on both sides. I thought offensively, Palisade, they're just tough to stop. That quarterback runs that triple option outstanding. And as you could tell, you know, we just kept talking at halftime. We just got to get one stop. And we just preached getting one stop. And, you know, as the game went on, we didn't get any stops in the third. They had a big 9-minute drive, but we finally got one late, about middle of the fourth. So then we were able to go down and score. So, you know, I thought they did a really good job. I thought our kids did a really good job. It was just sort of a gritty football game, and it was showed me a lot about our kids. I thought our kids just kept fighting and scrapping, and they never gave up. Never gave up any big plays, and ended up winning the game.
Offensively, I thought Landon was good at quarterback. He went 9-for-13 for 135 yards passing. Brewer collected most of those passes. 7 catches for 89 yards. Tell me a little bit about their chemistry. You know, this was Landon's first varsity start. How were they able to build that leading up to the game?
You know, I think Gavin is probably our most experienced wide receiver, so I think that was a,
a nice security blanket for him because he runs really consistent routes. He could count on him to be where he needed him to be. And I thought Landon had great composure and threw the ball well throughout the game. And, you know, Gavin just ran good routes and he could trust him in those situations. And now that we're getting better with him, you know, we'll expand more things that we do to get the ball, spread the ball around a little bit to other receivers.
Okay. So Connor Workman was once again the workhorse on the ground, having 16 carries for 117 yards. Connor's proven to be a pretty durable back back there.
Yeah, Connor's a strong kid. You know, I thought he ran real tough, made some great cuts in that game. There was a couple times I thought they had angles on him. He cut back on him and got to the sideline and scored. And those are big plays because you get inside the 10 and you're tackled. Those are grinded out plays. It's really nice when you can punch it into the end zone and get touchdowns.
So defensively, Connor stood out as well as Talon Zua. He had a good game as well. I know he got a little playing time last year, but really kind of come into his own the first couple of games here.
Yeah, you know, we were sort of watching film, and we were on Talon a little bit, well, quite a bit, actually. His technique wasn't that good, but when I went back and did all the stats, he had like 20 tackles. He really hustled around the field, and even though he made some misreads, he continued to hustle around and make tackles, and then, like you said, Connor Workman, he had 10 solo tackles, which probably is one of the better performances I've seen since I've been here at Delta.
Okay. So, obviously, it's that tough week of the football season, homecoming week, and what are you doing to try to keep the boys focused on the task at hand here?
You know, they're pretty focused, you know. I think Rifle's a much improved team coming in, and it's going to be a pretty darn good football game. You sort of want a lesser of opponents coming in on homecoming, but we don't get that often. And Rifle's a good team, and Coach Witt does a good job, and a lot of similarities between the two programs being together so long. So that's the trouble, having to find ways to hit them that they don't know where it's coming. So, you know, we put in some different things this week, so it'll be good.
How are we looking on the injury front? I know, obviously, you know, Ty is out for a little longer, and I know Sanchez was injured for the Palisade game. What's the injury status with the team?
I think Ty's got about 3 to 4 more weeks. He goes in for, we'll see the doctor tomorrow, and they'll tell him where he's at. And then Brett Sanchez, he's sort of day-to-day. You know, I don't think he'll play this game, but he very well possibly could play next week. The knee, they did x-rays and MRI. They found nothing. There's just a lot of soreness that he has to work out, and hopefully we'll get him back soon.
Okay. You know, obviously Witt coaching here for as many years as he did, and he's coming here for the homecoming game. How fun is that for you and for him? And just, you know, obviously you guys, you know, still share a relationship and stuff. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, still talk throughout the year. And how fun is that for him coming for homecoming?
I think he'll enjoy it. You know, we're still very close friends. We talk almost daily, except for this week. We don't talk to each other. But we talk quite a bit almost every day throughout the season. But it's a tough one, you know, because I want the best for Witt, but on this, the one week a year that I don't want the best for him. I want the best for the Delta Panthers. So that's hard, but it'll be a fun game because we both have great passion for the game, and our players play hard. It should be a fun, exciting game for homecoming.
I look forward to it as well, Ben. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machining Delta has offered a wide array of bulk and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete frame service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Cadet Captain Landon Payne. Carrying the National Rifle is Cadet Captain Ethan Mack. And carrying the unit rifle is Cadet Captain Evan Fleck. Ladies and gentlemen, we remind you to remain standing at attention until the colors are retired following the singing of our National Anthem. The National Anthem will be performed by the Women's Choir under the direction of Mr. Thomas Lee.
And with Vaughn Mitchell, and hoping we got our technical difficulties figured out.
I believe we have.
Awesome. Okay. So I'm not sure if everybody heard it or not, but that was the Delta High School Women's Choir singing the National Anthem under the direction of Thomas Neal, and getting ready for the coin toss here is the captains for Delta out on the field. Connor Workman, Clay Sandridge, Gavin Brewer, and Tucker Johnson. Take a look at our offensive and defensive starters for the Panthers now. Right tackle, number 54, Rip Lockhart. Right guard will be number 60, Caleb Richmond. At center will be number 58, Xavier Martinez. At left guard, number 59, Sean Wyatt. And at left tackle will be number 51, Tucker Johnson. The tight end, number 10, Clay Sandridge. Wide receivers tonight, number 17, Gavin Brewer, number 15, Damian Gallegos, the running back, number 4, Connor Workman, number 5, Isai Carrillo, and the quarterback, number 2, Landon Clay, who will be getting his second start tonight. Had a great game last week at Palisade, Vaughn.
Landon is a gamer. That's just all there is to it. That kid is so competitive, he wants to win. I know he wished that his first game might have come against Eagle Valley, but due to the forfeit, it had to be against Palisade. He's been playing QB for a little bit, and I tell you, what a nice, handy player to have there. Ty goes down as a 10th grader. You got 11th grade Landon Clay, and you don't hardly skip a beat. So they're just getting better all the time. And with that kid at the helm, you're going to be all right.
Defensive starters for the Panthers on the defensive line, number 51, Tucker Johnson, number 58, Xavier Martinez, and number 81, Easton Bear. The linebackers, number 10, Clay Sandridge, number 44, Talon Hewlett. Number 4, Connor Workman. Number 5, Isai Carrillo. And the
Defensive backfield, number 9, Rylan Bynum. Number 17, Gavin Brewer. Number 2, Landon Clay. And number 11, Alex Ward. Starters for Rifle on the offensive line, number 76, Paige Street. 44, Marcus Washington. 59, Troy Matea. Number 58, Efren Bastillos. Number 55, Giovanni Gonzalez. The tight end for Ryan Whittington's offensive starters. Number 54, Elijah Davidson, his wide receivers. Number 6, Austin Bowen. Number 7, Joel Valencia. Number 17, Sterling Cook. The running back, number 22, Nicholas Saldivar. And the quarterback, number 10, Logan Gross. Defensively, on his defensive line, Gonzalez, Macias, Matea Street. Linebackers are Preston Bird, Jesus Martinez, Valencia, and Saldivar. And in the defensive backfield, Bolin Cook and Parker Miller. So I didn't see exactly who won the toss, but looks like Delta is going to be kicking off. Delta is kicking off, and we got to give honorable mention to Jesse Kindig out here tonight, who's wearing some pants that look like he just won the Masters. Instead of getting the green jacket, he got some green slack. And we're not talking Panther green. We're talking, like, bright Kelly green.
Kelly,
there's some Irish in that pair of pants right there. It's a delightful look for many. So, you know, we were talking about this before the game. Ryan Whittington, you know, left here a couple years ago, coming back. And, you know, we were talking, you know, obviously Coach Johnson and Coach Witt still have a great relationship. And it makes it kind of tough playing against
each other. Absolutely. Witt's a buddy of mine, too. I mean, I love the guy. And I know it's got to be hard for Coach Jay. I mean, you don't like to play against people that you care about a lot. Your teams are still out there. You still want to win and execute. But it's just tough. It's just tough. Pretty good run back for Rifle there. Got back out to the 30 mark.
Yeah, Joel Valencia fielded the kick from Jose Olivas, and it'll be a Modern Appliance Company first down after that Taco Time kickoff for the Rifle Bears. So they will have a first and 10 from their own 30. So the quarterback for Rifle, number 10, Logan Gross, is just a sophomore. Actually, he is a junior, but what I was told, as he's going to give the Saldivar, he's going to take it up the gut for a short game, very minimal. What I was told by Rip this week, Vaughn, is that this quarterback, he hasn't played football since eighth grade.
Well, Witt's a good recruiter, so I'm sure he got that kid back out. Xavier Martinez, the X-man on the tackle right there, great kid for Delta High School.
2nd and 9 for the Bears. And Gross, a great athlete, obviously. You have to be if you're going to play quarterback. And so just trying to get back into the groove here for football.
Yeah, we'll get the athletes playing, the athletes at Rifle High School.
One by one is Gross to his right, to his left. Delta tries to jump the route. Instead, it's complete.
I think that was Ryan Bynum, our shutdown corner. Yeah, that was just a frog hair from a pick six right there. Just barely missed that football.
Yeah, because there was nobody else around. Had Ryland taken picked that one off, he was taking it to the house.
Yeah.
The Modern Appliance Company, first down, 1st and 10 from their own 47 for the Bears. Too wide to the right. Tight left. Back to the right of Gross. Gross rolling to his right under pressure. Now, this one again nearly picked off. Workman deflects the pass. It's incomplete.
And Landon almost got the tip. Landon Clay almost picked that off right there. We're hungry. The Panthers are hungry out there. Landon, what a great kid.
He's playing
both sides of the football here. Talked to him this week. Favorite team's the Broncos. He likes the in-state guys. He and quite a few others. Except for Brewer. Brewer's a Raider fan. Number 17, the Harold Carmichael of our team.
One by one, back to the right of Gross. And he's going to keep it on the option, and that was a bad choice. Alex, large cash award right there with the play.
Doing a great job. I tell you, Alex is a kid that stuck it out here for 4 years, coming into his senior year, and he's just making plays. I couldn't be happier for anybody on our team. 3rd and 11, Mark.
Ward, one of the four boys returning in that defensive secondary from last year. Brewer,
Clay and Bynum obviously played back there last year as well. One by one, Saldivar to the right of Gross. Gross to the gun. He'll take the snap and he'll
let it fly.
False start. So, Eiffel.
Well,
that's good to see Witt yelling. I haven't seen that for a while. I see the head bobbing over there. If his hat was off, we'd see a different color on that bald dome. So it'll be 3rd and 16 for the Bears from their own 42. First possession of the game by either team. 10 minutes left in the first quarter.
Rifles had two tough games so far, both one possession games, being 1-1.
And they've led in both of them. Obviously, they won the first one, but they led against Glenwood last week.
They're going deep right here, going up against Brewer.
Deep, and Brewer has his fingertips on it. Pass intended for number 7, Valencia, up the right sideline, and Gross overthrew him.
Decent arm from this Gross kid, though. That was about 45 in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Not too shaggy.
Connor Workman back. Connor told me this week that his brother's his favorite player, and that he wants to live up to wearing number 4 and be as good a player as his brother. He's doing a nice job of that.
Yeah, so far I think so good on that. And Delta may have gotten a hand on that. It's going to take a bounce to the right, and Connor just kind of boots it around down there, unfortunately, not able to get a hand on it. Delta may have gotten a fingertip on that and caused it to go a little wonky.
Connor was his eyes were a little too big right there. He didn't end up picking it up. I think he kept seeing all the daylight. He told me, too, tied with bro Ray Lewis.
Mm.
He liked Ray Lewis, the linebacker. So Modern Appliance Company first down for the Panthers on their 21. Two wide to the left, two wide to the right. Back to the left of Clay. That's going to be Carrillo with the carry. Actually, I take that back. It's Workman.
Yep, Connor. 1 yard. 1 yard gain.
So, Workman, kind of the workhorse for this Panthers squad, kind of the up-the-middle guy. He does have some speed, though.
Definitely. He's a strong kid. He may have to change his name for the season to Workhorse. He's like the Sammy Winder of the Panthers here.
Three wide to the left, one to the right. There's the snap and the
flag
false start. As Workman got the ball again, but it's going to come back.
That ball false start.
So 8:54 left in the first, no score. Delta's first possession. It'll be 2nd and 14.
Big Cade Street, number 76. That's a large child for Rifle.
Yeah.
Playing a defensive line.
And he had a hold of Connor and was spinning him around as the whistle blew.
Yeah.
Number 59.
A little ragdoll effect, if you will. Two wide stack to the left, stack to the right as well. There's the snap. Clay rolls to his right, passing the flat to Brewer. It's good.
Look at Brewer yards after the catch, fighting for the first down.
He's going to be close. I think he came up just short. It's going to be 3rd and 1 after a gain of 13 yards. So Delta, the nice gain there. And, you know, Coach Johnson talked about it in the pregame. You know, Gavin has been the most reliable receiver on this team so far, and Landon's been able to find him multiple times. And, you know, it's nice when you're a backup quarterback coming into the game and having chemistry with a good receiver.
Absolutely.
Very accurate.
Landon's been very accurate in his 2 starts. 3rd and 1, lots you could do right there. Ooh, he got stuck. That's Esai. Esai, strong side, got stopped at the line of scrimmage. Esai Carrillo.
So, no gain on the play, and it'll be 4th down.
Mm, field position right there. Not the kind you want to go for right there.
Oh, they gave it to a Marquez.
Wow.
Not enough. It looks like they got the stop, but it'll be a Modern Appliance Company 1st down. And
Mark and I are going to our radio instant replay, and we're just going to call it good.
Okay.
1st down right there.
So, Delta will have the ball in their 33.
That's good, Mark, because I think that would have been definite punting territory.
Brewer wide to the right, trips to the left, and it's a give up the middle to Workman.
Oh, he fumbled it.
lost the football. Think we lost the ball, Mark. Can't make mistakes.
And still waiting for the signal. And here comes Delta's defense.
Right for the cover. First down.
So it'll be a Modern Appliance Company first down for the Bears as Delta kind of gives them a break.
Well, you want to exert your dominance, your superiority here, and I tell you, one way to equalize the whole thing is turnovers.
2x2, and Gross will be in the gun. Saldivar to his left. Gross takes the snap at the give. Up the middle to Saldivar. He goes nowhere.
Nice play. Xavier Martinez, the X-Man. Hungry for Bear tonight. Great kid.
And Bear,
Xavier Martinez.
You know, Bear isn't half bad. I've had it before. And
is that right?
Pretty good.
It sounds like a gamey meat.
It depends on how, like most meats, it depends on how it's cooked. But sure. I had a Bear burger once, and I can't complain.
Well, X-Man just had a Bear burger right there.
Same formation. As Gross takes the ball, three-step drop, looking, now rolls to his left. Now he's coming toward the line. He's going to keep it himself.
Ooh.
Breaks the tackle.
He's shifty.
And he will gain 9 to make it 3rd and short for the Bears.
Claymore Sandridge brought him down for the Panthers. Clay's favorite player, Mitchell Trubisky.
Interesting.
Take that one. He loves the Steelers. Big fan, big family. That's all for the Steelers. So 3rd and 1 here for the Bears.
1x1.
6:12 left in the first quarter, Mark.
1x1. Gross gives it to Saldivar. He'll have it easily.
Yeah, we don't even have to go to radio instant replay on that one.
Not at all. So Modern Appliance Company first down for the Bears. As the ball will be spotted on the Delta 25, excuse me.
That was an expensive turnover. Then the wrong place.
2x2 for the Bears. Gross in the gun with Saldivar to his left, I believe. Make it right.
Connor coming up on the edge.
Snap, the blitz, picked up well. Pass complete to number 17, Cook. And that's a nice game for the Bears as they're well inside Delta's red zone now with that Modern Appliance Company first down.
Nice pass from Gross right there. Found the soft spot. Look at him. They're going no huddle. That was Alex Ward on the tackle. Just really found a soft spot in Delta's defense.
Hurry up for the Bears as the back will be to the left of Gross 2x2.
This is smart on this part. They've not allowed Delta to substitute at all. However, it's a busted play, so you got to wonder if his kids know what the heck they're doing.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they were trying to do.
It's a busted play.
Pitch or, you know, if the back lined up on the wrong side or what, but
still picked up a yard, and they can get a first down inside, it looks like, about the 2-yard line. So
2nd and 8. Ball on the Delta 10.
Delta hasn't really been tested here like this. I mean, Palisade did last week, scoring on their possessions. But other than that, you haven't seen in the first quarter another team that we played this year take it down like this, at least. Not something we were expecting here early.
Nope, not at all. But we'll see if Rifle can capitalize on the turnovers. They ended up 2 wide to the right, man in motion. And he's going to get the ball. Nope, it's going to go up the middle to Saldivar. Little play action to number 7, Valencia. And then the give to Saldivar. A gain of 3. It'll be 3rd and 5 for the Bears.
Another good stick by Clay Sandridge. Sticking his head in there. I'd like to see Clay have about 20 tackles tonight.
So Delta looking to get a 3rd down stop here and maybe force Rifle into kicking a field goal. 1x1, Gross to the right. Gross keeps it on the left side, and he's going to be stopped short, about a yard short of the marker.
Tucker Johnson leading the pack right there, the pack of Panthers.
3:40 left in the first quarter of play. 1st and about a yard.
They're going. I think they're going to go for it. Witt wants to press the advantage right here. Well, they're down here. This is a big play. It's early going. 3:30 left in the first quarter.
And, you know, you're on the road. It's you know, homecoming here in Delta. It's a big-time atmosphere, big-game atmosphere. You're deep in your opponent's territory.
I think it's the right call. They better get moving, though, or they're going to run close to a delay of gain here. So Rifle lines up one by one. Saldivar to the right of Gross. Delta looking for a fourth down stop. There's the snap. A little jump pass. Incomplete at the goal line. Landon Clay. Landon Clay with the play made the deflection right there, and now he's going to take a snap. That's a pretty great play by Landon. All right, we got, looks like, about 96 yards to go. So interesting play call there. Yeah, he did a little jump pass. They just tried to go right over the middle, looks like, to the tight end, and Landon smothered it. We got Damian Gallegos bringing in the play here for the Panthers. Delta lines up. Looks like 2x2. And the back will be to the left of Landon. Looks right. Now he's going to take off on the draw. No gain. Rifle was not fooled. A quick look to his right, and Landon pulled the ball down and then took off up the middle. Second and 10 for the Panthers on their own 4.
Nobody that ever grew up around here has forgotten Kenny and Kurt Clay. Landon's dad is Kurt. Great athletes. State champion 1992 Hotchkiss basketball right there. And Landon said that his dad will watch film with him and help him break things down and help him get better. So great investment by parents around here. Brewer said the things like, I still play catch with my dad.
Same formation. Landon keeps it, rolls to his right. That pass incomplete. I think that was in
going to Brewer.
Yep, going to Brewer.
Harold Carmichael of the Panthers. Do you remember Harold Carmichael?
Might be slightly
before time. He played for the Eagles. He had the consecutive game catch until Steve Largent came around, and then Jerry Rice obliterated all of them.
Yes. I do remember Steve Largent and Jerry Rice.
Yes. Harold was huge. Harold was like a 6'8 wideout for the Eagles. Yes, back in the days of Ron Jaworski.
Largent, of course, played for the Seahawks.
That's right, and put the biggest lick on Mike Harden that I've ever seen.
Yes. Trips left, one wide to the right. Drop back, pass a little high, intended for Brewer again.
I tell you, Mark, we're punting from deep. Deep. This will be at the back of the end zone. Landon's 1-3 so far for 13 yards. That one completion to Brew, that's it. Brew's been his target every time.
Well,
yeah,
Oliva's kicking out of from the back line of the end zone.
Need a good snap right here, Mark.
That deep for Rifle is, I believe, Preston Bird.
Oh, we got a false start again, I think.
Snaps low. It's a high spiraling kick.
Made a fair catch.
Called for. It's going to take a delta bounce, but it bounces at the 40 and it only rolls a couple of yards. So Rifle going to take over here with the Modern Appliance Company first down in Delta territory.
I'm shocked we didn't get a false start on that play, Mark. It looked like we had guys going downfield before the ball was snapped. But as we review our radio instant replay, obviously that didn't happen. We'll have to take the word of these officials.
You know, of course it didn't happen. The ref said it didn't happen.
That's right.
The Rifle will line up two wide to the right. Gross in the gun with the back to his right.
This Gross kid looks like he's about 6'3".
Man in motion is Bird from the left wing, and a false start's going to be called on Delta.
False start, Rifle. That'll move him back 5 yards. Remains first down.
So first and 15 for the Bears. They'll have it on the Delta 45.
You know, you look at the number of two-way players that we have right now, and it's quite a few out there. You look at the kids making contributions. Landon's back there. Free safety.
Same formation.
Out on the edge.
And
oh, they found the soft spot again, Mark.
Gross rolled to his right and found Valencia. And
they're going at Alex Ward. They're going out right now. I don't know if we were in man right there. It kind of looked like we were maybe in some zone coverage. He found a soft spot right past Alex. Brew was out on the edge going step for step with a whiteout. So nice pass from Gross. Yeah, that was the slot receiver, the inside receiver on that two wide set on the right side there. Now, one by one, strong side left. There's the snap, and it's going to be a give to Saldivar up the middle. Wrapped up by Tucker J. Tucker J. Nice play. That kid is getting big. Getting flat out big and strong. Junior year for him. So a gain of one. And it'll be second and nine for the Bears. Same formation with the back to Gross's left. Is the snap, and it's going to be a give to Saldivar straight up the gut again.
Tucker J in on that play again. Tucker's favorite player is Will Anderson Jr. of Alabama. He just likes watching how hard he tries. Not your normal answer.
No, no. But, hey, if the guy's got a motor and gives it all he's got, it's a good role model.
I'm glad to see some kids watching college football, watching college sports. That's good.
Yep. So 30 seconds left in the first quarter. One by one back to the right of Gross. Play action pass in the flat. It's complete to Cook, I believe, was the receiver out there. And he'll have enough for a Modern Appliance Company first down. Bynum with the tackle. So, Rifle finding some success with their passing game here late in the first quarter.
Well, Mark, part of that's at Witt. Knew what to expect in a lot of ways. I mean, when you've worked for so many years with another program and you're aware of their fundamentals, you know the kind of tendencies that they have, and when he watches film, you can see that he circled a couple players and he's going at them tonight. So kind of the mix-up on his play calling as well. Into the first quarter already, Mark Garros,
no score, so we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs. Even if it isn't in stock, visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Cantor, Von Mitchell back with you. His Rifle has the ball. It's to give up the middle to Saldivar. And looks like he'll be strung out along the line a little bit.
Penalty on play.
There is a flag. So we'll wait and see what that call is.
Intentional grounding.
Grounding on the quarterback. Long goes down.
Was that a play action pass? I thought he handed it off to the running back. Well, he just chucked it, I guess, to avoid getting slaughtered. Huh. The slow walk off by the officiating crew. Well, it's going to be second and goal from their own 20 now, it looks like. As Rifle will line up two wide to the right, back to the right of Gross. As the snap, Gross rolls to his right, under pressure, jumps, throws, and it is...
Oh, he's got it.
Complete.
Down to the two. Great pressure from Connor Workman. And what a nice play by Gross. Boy, he just chucked that up there, and the out route was perfectly timed. Yeah, it looks like about third and goal from the three marks right in that area.
So, got the penalty yardage back and then some. Delta, again, looking for a third down stop inside the five.
Landon told me this week his favorite player Defensively, Steve Atwater. It's a good one. Let's make another play right here, a little 27 pop. One by one, and the is going to be on the left side by Saldivar. He is short of the goal line, and it'll be fourth down. They're close. They're right on the doorstep. Fourth and one, fourth and goal from the one. This is one of those where you wonder, do you put the quarterback, right there under center and then just run the sneak, or what do you want to do here? It looks like Gross will be in the gun. One by one are the receivers. There's the snap, and it's a give to Saldivar, and he is no signal yet. And Delta, with the fourth down, stop. Two of them. The rifle has had the ball at the goal line twice, not able to punch it in, as Delta comes up with a fourth down stop both times. 10:49 left in the first half. They will have the ball for the Modern Appliance Company first down from their one.
Here's where things have been different for us so far. Rifles played better defense against us than probably anybody we've looked at so far. We're marching against Palisade even last week.
We were. So one wide to the right, it's going to be a give right up the gut. We popped out of there as Workman keeps the legs churning, a gain of five for Connor.
Eastside.
Oh, okay.
And like for real. He did. He had the high knees turning like Walter Payton right there, looking to bust that. If he'd have busted it out, that'd have been about 99 like Tony D. Tony Dorsett, for those that remember. Little 70s, 80s flashback here.
Yeah, Eastside Carrillo squirted right through that hole.
He was popping off of people.
Delta lines up, three to the left, one wide to the right, and it's going to be a give to Carrillo again. Tries to bust it outside, breaks the tackle.
That one is Connor. Mark, that time they gave it to Connor. And he was the human pinball.
I'm having a hard time reading the numbers, apparently.
It's Quattro versus Stinko.
It's tough. So a gain of a couple, and it'll be third and four for Delta. They have the ball on their six.
We got six carries so far for a total of 12 yards. There's the difference. Plus one of them we have fumble. Landon is one of three again for 13 yards. So total offense, 25 yards in the second quarter. When have we said that lately?
Yeah. Two by two. Clay rolls to his right. Pass complete to Brewer. That'll be enough for a Modern Appliance Company first down. Looks like a gain of seven. So Delta will have the ball on their, looks like, 19-yard line.
Brewer's second catch. Got two catches for 20 yards. And this being my first week that I've seen Landon play QB, this might be one of the things that a defense hones in on as well, that being him just looking at Brew.
Yeah.
That ball has not been spread out.
Two wide to the left, two to the right. Man in motion, and he gets it on the left side, stacked up as he crosses the line, Brett Laho. The inside receiver on that, as the receivers were stacked up tight on the right and left side of the line. 8.5 left in the first half. It is homecoming, of course, tonight, so we'll have an extended halftime.
And there's plenty of charcoal lighter fluid in the air.
Yes, there is. Two by two, and Clay rolls to his right. Looking. He's going to tuck it and run. Heads for the sideline.
Good decision right there, Mark. I think he might have got it.
And they are going to, that's going to be a gain of nine, and it's the Modern Appliance 71st down for the Panthers. Clay got around the corner, got off on the edge there, and set his sights for a point on the sideline where he knew it was across the marker and just sprinted there.
With that run, he just became our leading rusher on the night. That tells you a little something about how it's going, but this might help get a little of possession, get some momentum going our direction.
Trips left, one wide to the right. Clay keeps it again, cuts back inside. Dives forward for a gain of four.
4 yard gain brings up second and fifth.
You know, Clay, not obviously as big as Ty Reed, but has some running abilities. First of all, he's really quick, and Landon is strong, and the last thing, he's smart. He's a flat-out smart athlete. Trips left, one wide to the right. It's going to be a give up the middle to...
Look at the
scrum. We got a little rugby scrum going down there.
That was Connor Workman.
Yep. And that's enough for a Modern Appliance Company first down. So Delta now moving the ball effectively. They'll have the first and 10 on their own 40. They started out with their one, of course. 7:20 left in the first half.
Brought to you by Wyatt Property.
This is a Novocaine possession. The slow, steady, throbbing 4 yards, 6 yards, 2 yards. There goes Connor again. Workman on the left side tries to kick it out. He'll gain a couple. Second down.
Working over the left side.
So second and 8 for the Panthers.
Second down.
Brewer wide to the right. There's three receivers wide to the left. Back to the right of Clay. Clay, ooh, quick pass to Brewer. It's incomplete, out just a little bit in front of him, and he really did, Mark. He led him too much right there. The corner was sitting off about 8 to 10 yards, and it's a good thing because Landon put that 3 or 4 yards in front of Brewer. That could have been a pick right there.
Could have. Austin Bowen slow to react to that pass.
And I think part of that's because Brewer's going past people. Brewer is some kind of player. He really is a great high school player. He loves Calvin Johnson. And I'd like to see him go up like Megatron tonight and make a few plays. Damian Gallegos brings the play in from the sideline. Delta taking their time in the huddle. Now they hurry to the line. Trips right. Brewer will be wide to the left. There's the snap. Clay rolls to his right, looks a little lob toward the sideline, in and out of the hand of Rylan Bynum.
For number 9, Rylan Bynum.
Landon's 2 of 6 for 20 yards here. Both completions to Brewer. It's good to see him targeting somebody else right there. Damian Gallegos kind of settled down over the middle there. I don't know if you saw that there, Mark, but he was open in the middle of the field.
Yep.
So Delta to punt now. Olivas. Already with one punt tonight. This is a 40-yard punt. Good snap. Good. And this one's a high spiraling kick. And it's going to drop and take a delta bounce inside the 10-yard line. Jose Olivas.
Jose.
That was nice. Got the shooter's roll. The home course advantage.
Yes.
So with 6:13 left in the first half, no score, and a Modern Appliance Company first down for the Bears on their own 8.
Check out Great Delta Dog Works for more information.
Field position battle so far, Mark.
Indeed.
Been one of those kind of smash-mouth games. Back and forth, no score, 6:13 left in the first half. Coach Johnson kind of alluded to that in our pregame interview. And it looks like the referee with plantar fasciitis is coming in from the side there. Boy, I tell you, if they find that guy, they'd have to use the sundial. I'm not entirely sure why they blew it dead, but is there a penalty? It's a penalty against Rifle. I'm not sure what the call was there. I'm still waiting to see something. I don't know. The little fella came in from the sideline there, but they're deep. They're on their own 4 yard line.
Inside the 5 now. Same formation.
There's the snap.
Straight up the middle.
The middle of Saldivar. They gave him forward progress, which is right, but our guys pushing him back, they wanted to do the safety dance.
So it'll be second down. And Saldivar may have actually lost a yard on that, as it's third and 16 now, or second and 16, excuse me, from the 3-yard line, it looks like.
Too wide to the right. Strong side left. Gross in the gun. Takes the snap, rolls to his right. He's in his own end zone under pressure. Pass.
Scoop. That's a trap.
Yep,
they call it incomplete. Connor Workman is been all over the QB tonight. They're rushing him from the edge. He's playing like Von Miller tonight. No sacks so far, but he is right there. He's been a nuisance. They're rolling out Gross every time, and they're rolling him right just like Logan's rolling right, or Landon, I guess. So
third and long now for the Bears. And, you know, we had talked about Rifle, you know, maybe singling some defensive players out that they're concentrating on. You know, I think defensively, Rifle is also having success because they kind of know the plays that Delta runs.
Yes, that's true. And I'll tell you, a guy they haven't even thrown it toward yet is Rylan Bynum, our shutdown corner. He loves Baker Mayfield. QB keeper. Gross out to the right side, trying to get outside, and he'll be...
He's still fighting. He picked up about eight.
Along the sideline, but, yeah, basically just getting a little bit more room for his punter,
right? Wow, we've seen more punts tonight than I've seen on this field in quite a while, Mark, and I mean like a couple seasons.
So, Javier Diaz, fourth and six, punt for the Bears. At least I think that's what we're going to do here. It does look that way.
I think so, yeah, from their own 10.
So, Workman back to return at about midfield. Good snap. It's up.
We both got that one, too.
A short punt, and it's going to bounce. Workman takes it on the hop on the right side. He's going to get a nice return out of that, about 11 yards after he picked it up on the bounce, and we are well inside Rifle territory now.
Start from the 25-yard line. Rifle's 25 is our best field position right here.
Fourth.
Time to punch it in, and the great thing, we got Jose, too.
Yes.
He had a
38-yard field goal last week at Palisades, so those were our first points of the game.
We're really already in his range.
Yeah.
Not like we're having to go from 64, like McManus.
Yes. Don't get me started.
Yes.
Trips left, one wide to the right. Workman will be to the left of play. And the Bears will take a timeout. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Back here at Panther Stadium, and 4:32 left in the first half. No score. Kind of surprising, I think, Vaughn. A little bit more of a back-and-forth game, I think, than people were expecting.
Rifle's been better on defense than I expected them to be. Looking at the scores of the previous two games, Cortez, one possession game, I think 34-27 against them. And Glenwood, they lost last week, and it was something like that, too, 34-26, something in that range. So that they're playing us this well is surprising to me.
Trips left, one wide to the right, Clay, three-step drop. He's going to go deep over the top. Incomplete.
Brewer, you're looking for Brewer. We needed Megatron right there. That was a little too high. Brew needed about 40 more inches on his vertical right there.
Coverage by Bird, good coverage. Although, you know, Brew had a step on him, but and the throw was, you know, where it needed to be, just a little too far
right
out in front. So second and 10 for the Panthers, ball on their 25. Waiting for the play to come in from the sideline.
We've had enough incompletions tonight, too, that the clock has been stopped. I guess we're accustomed to several things here, one of which is that we score more often, and two is usually that clock is moving. Our grind-em-up game. I like that we're opening it up here a little bit. He's going to look somewhere else here.
Clay looking.
Oh, he's got it. He's got it.
Wide open and incomplete through the hands of Rylan Bynum.
I don't know, man. That ball was there. I think Rylan had trouble seeing it. Just a tough angle.
Right there.
Lejo in the end zone.
Yes, it was. He was lined up on the same side as Bynum and Romero, as Delta had three wide to the left. Looks like they're going to go 2x2 now.
Third and 10, 4:21 left in the second quarter.
Clay takes the snap. Looks right now he's on the draw. He's up the middle. He's got room to run. He's going to be taken down from behind, stripped up at the ankles. But a big game for Landon Clay, 15 yards on the scamper.
He's got 27 yards on four carries now. He's our leading rusher on the night. Kept the drive alive. We're looking at first and goal from the 10, Mark. Clock is rolling.
Delta, not unaccustomed to quarterback runs, but it's the first time I've actually seen them run a draw.
Ooh.
As opposed to just,
right,
you know, a power or a sweep.
Sure, right up the middle there on first down. No gain. Connor Workman, no gain, got stacked by number 55 from Rifle.
Second down for the Panthers inside the Rifle red zone, ball on the 9-yard line.
Havani Gonzalez with the stick. That was a hard hit. Connor's not a guy that you normally see stood up like that. We're taking our time. Clock's winding. This is smart, I think. Really use the clock right here.
Leave
them with nothing. We're getting the ball back in the second half, too, Mark.
Tight 2x2, man in motion. That's Angel Romero with the carry from the left side. Actually, Gallego, excuse me. I don't know why. I'm having a hard time seeing the numbers.
That's all right, bud.
We'll get it straight. 3 minutes left in the half. Still no score. Although Delta's kind of knocking right now. Third down.
Third
and goal, though.
Yep, from the 9.
Or the 10, really. So, obviously, 4-down territory down in here this late in the first half. Romero brings the play in. He'll be lined up with Bynum and Lejo on the left side. Brewer wide to the right.
I bet your coach will kick it on 4th down. Third goal right now, calling a timeout. But with Jose, that's a weapon.
Yeah.
And this game, you might need to be 3-0.
It might be. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is,
ta-da,
State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Well, Coach Ben Johnson must have seen something he didn't like. Lined up across the line from him there as he came to the line. His offense came to the line for a big third down play here. He called the timeout. So back to action now. Three wide to the left, one to the right. Playing the gun with the back to his right. There's the snap, three-step drop, and a long
pop to Brewer.
And he's got it, and it is.
No call. I think they're going to call him out of bounds, Mark.
They're going to say he did not.
The referees are consulting one another for it.
The back judge came in, discussed with the line judge, and they said he got 2 feet in, and it's good.
Nice catch.
So again, a fade route to the right corner of the end zone. Perfect pass by Clay, put it where only Gavin could get to it. He brings it down, controls it through the catch. The point after is good. And Delta is finally on the board. They lead 7-0, 2:29 left in the first half. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Greg and Christy Stratman with Stratman Real Estate have been selling Delta County real estate for a combined 43 years and have led Delta County in residential sales for the last 10 consecutive years. Greg and Christy provide top-notch professional services and would be happy to help you navigate the real estate process. Give Stratman Real Estate a call at 970-234-4734. Again, that's 970-234-GREG. Stratman Real Estate, your local real estate experts.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Canner, Vaughn Mitchell.
back with you here as they are preparing for the halftime festivities, bringing their classic cars out on to the track.
Big play right there, Mark, for us to go up 7-0, 2:29 left in the first half. If we can get a stop right here, maybe even add to our lead, but we're getting a kickoff in the second half, and that's the kind of stuff that can really demoralize your opponent. Jose with the boot right there.
Rifle fields it at the 5 up the right side as the returner runs into the pile and almost like a bowling ball knocking down some bowling pins on the far side of the
field. Yes.
It'll be a Modern Appliance Company first down from, I believe, the Rifle 27-yard line. So Delta, we're going to step up here on defense after their offense able to put some points on the board. We'll see what Rifle does to answer here. They've had some, a few good drives here. They just haven't been able to cross the plane.
No, and they've been down in our territory. And this Gross kid's a good player. 5-yard pickup on first down.
Yep, just a straight power run up the middle by the quarterback.
I can see why Witt wanted that kid to play. And I think this no huddle has been very effective. It's kept us from substituting tonight. And I think it's got a couple of our defensive backs a bit confused.
2x2 back to the left of Gross. He'll give it to Saldivar. He tries to take it on the left side.
Fallon Hewlett strong-arming him down, bulldogging him down like it's a rodeo.
It'll be a gain of 1, 3rd and 4.
Talon's tough kid. He's strong. He's really come on. Buck 35 left in this first half.
The Rifle's huddling up right now, but that no huddle they've been running, they'll hurry to the line to prevent Delta from substituting, and then Witt calls the play from the sideline.
Right.
You see that a lot in college, actually.
Well, Witt's a studier. He'll watch the trends of the game.
2x2 and another run by Gross on the left side.
First down. He did not get out of bounds, though. They'll stop the clock to move the chains, but that's going to be it. Mark, I think he wanted to get out, but was unable to do so.
And a good job by the Delta defenders as the hurry-up comes once again. Gross, kind of in a deep shotgun here. There's the snap, backed out, now rolls to his
guy.
Got the right under pressure. Jump pass over the middle. It's going to be Pitt. Interception. Brewer. He's had some good catches on the offensive end, and now he's got an interception on the defensive end, and he just slipped inside of the receiver as the ball was coming in and kind of had it read the entire way.
Brewer having a great game. I don't care if he does like the Las Vegas Raiders.
That's a family thing. His dad and his brother are huge fans, or his dad and his uncle, excuse me, are huge fans as well. So,
well, he's playing great. He's been the target. He's got 3 receptions tonight for 29 yards and a score. Now he's added an interception to his resume. So nice job, Brew.
2x2. Play to his right. He's going to pass. It'll be incomplete.
I kind of duck hooked that pass.
Intended for Brewer. 50 seconds left here.
Land a first half. Landon is 3 of 10 so far for the same 29 yards and a score.
Delta comes to the line. Same formation. It's going to be a pitch sweep to the right. That's going to be Carrillo. And he'll gain a couple. It'll be 2nd and 8 as the clock runs. So Delta leads 7-0, 3rd and, we'll call it 7 on their own. 35 are the Panthers.
Rifle's not calling any timeouts. It looks like both coaches are going to be content to see this thing run down.
20 seconds left in the half. Delta 2x2. Gives up the middle to Carrillo again.
Carrillo with the tough run on the left side.
And it'll be a gain of 4. And it'll bring up 4th down. And I think the clock's just going to run out here. It is indeed. We've reached halftime. During our halftime show, we've got an interview with Delta senior Ellie Ames, as
We feature a volleyball player in our halftime interview. We also are supposed to have a member or two from the student council come up and talk to us about the homecoming festivities. That's coming up now. Here at halftime, 7-0 Delta leads. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Do you need help to relax? Or maybe you have a pain in the neck? Let Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacey believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean brown beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
I am here with Panthers volleyball senior captain, Ellie Ames. And Ellie, why don't you tell everybody what position you play on the court?
I am a middle blocker, and I play all the way around.
Okay, very good. So you've been in the program for your entire high school career, freshman all the way to senior. What have you learned in those 4 years playing volleyball here at Delta?
I would say that I've learned that competition is like the best gift that a high school athlete can get.
That's pretty deep.
Thank you.
Very nice. What does it mean to be the captain of this team? You're the only senior.
Oh, yeah.
So what does it mean?
I think it's an honor, like, being able to teach the younger girls, like, how you do things. So I just think it's an honor, and I'm just really proud of the younger girls.
So, and that was kind of what was done for you, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
The older girls that were here when you were a freshman and sophomore just
yep.
kind of showing you the way.
Yeah.
Okay. So the team's been fairly successful while you've been here. And you're off to a good start this season, 6-2 overall. You won your first league match a couple of days ago, and you're playing another one tonight.
Yep.
What do you think the secret to the team's success has been, not only this season, but throughout your career with yourself?
I would say, like, trusting each other and having each other's backs has been, like, the key. Building a relationship outside of just, like, practices and stuff, so doing, like, team-building activities, camp, working hard in the summer, I think that's been, like, where we've found the most success.
So building the chemistry so
yeah.
much
yeah.
and just being a team.
Yeah.
Very good. So you are a three-sport athlete, volleyball, basketball, and you run track in the spring. There's a lot of discussion about being a multi-sport athlete in high school and whether it benefits the athlete or not. Where do you come out on that? What do you think?
I would say that I learned a lot through other sports, like basketball and track. Track is very individual,
mm-hmm.
so it, like, teaches you that, like, it's so different from a team sport, so I feel like you take a lot of the responsibility. Then you learn to appreciate the team sport a lot more, so I think that it's made me a better athlete learning from the other sports that I play.
Very good. So you are the youngest child,
yes.
youngest sibling. How many others?
Three.
Three.
Yes.
And you're the three.
Mm-hmm.
And you were all athletes, and is there a rivalry with your brothers who's the better athlete? Have they been, you know, bigger shoes to fill? What has that meant for you being the youngest of a family of athletes?
I feel like there's not really a rivalry. If anything, there's just like a lot of support. But me and my brother John, we do think that we're both better than each other, but not so much with Jacob or Katie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you
for your time.
And, good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations, Don Main, and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorax, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
We're coming here at halftime. Delta leads 7-0 over the Driver Bears here at homecoming. And the Delta Panther Pride marching band out there on the field with their performance here. And once again, homecoming was this week, a week full of fun festivities. Monday was a monochrome day. The kids dressed up. They were able to win prizes. Got ready for the fun week. Tuesday was 2000s day. Dressed up in their favorite 2000s style movie or celeb. That was fun. Capture the Flag. Kids had fun playing Capture the Flag and up here at the football field. Thursday was beach day.
Delta marching band would like to
thank volleyball. They got their flip-flops.
We'd like to thank the school
sun hat.
The administration that worked to find everything we need to be successful.
Here on the volleyball field.
We'd like to thank the LMA
from our interview. My Delta did beat the Salt last night 3-1.
Delta High School Panther Pride marching band.
Tonight, obviously, the football game and softball. Softball beat Durango today 14-2 up at the softball field. They were able to dedicate the field after the renovations they did this summer to the field, adding a permanent tent. So they just wanted to take up but thank all the people that sponsored that and made that possible. They were able to do that. And of course, tomorrow, the homecoming dance. So we will take another break, and we'll come back and talk more about what's coming. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Canner, Vaughn Mitchell back with you at halftime as we continue our homecoming festivities. The classic cars have brought the Royalty Court on to the track. Some great automobiles out here. There's a 1948 Willis Overland Jeepster, which is owned by Gary Tollefson. There's a 1963 Jaguar XKE owned by Craig Patterson. 1964 Corvette Stingray owned by Terry Brown. A 2003 360 Ferrari owned by Craig Peterson as well. And a 2011 SS Camaro owned by Kalina Hilling. All of these people part of the Delta Street Rodders Car Club. So the homecoming court to the freshmen, Ainoa Ochoa and Jet Ryan, the sophomores, Velma Bailey and Jordan Frazier. Juniors are Bailey Wilson and Brett Sanchez, and the seniors are Jenna Reese, Jacob Hancock, Autumn Cordell, and Luke Stagner. Vaughn, you know, obviously you went to school here at Delta and graduated from Delta High School, and obviously there was homecoming back then as well.
Absolutely, class of 87.
Has homecoming changed a whole lot since then? We've got, you know, we do the classic lighting of the graduation class year in the south end zone there. How have things changed?
No, I don't think much has changed, except we used to burn all the numbers. It seems like everybody used to have a number that if you were in high school, you'd have your class, and obviously I was one of the first classes up here at what we call the new school,
correct?
So not too many years in front of me, and all of our games were still played down there. So those were great days, great memories, thinking of homecoming down at the old field. That's a great place. That was just a great venue for everything that we did.
Obviously being the middle school now, and, you know, my first broadcast in Delta years ago when I was broadcasting for the Rifle Bears, which is where I got my start, you know, was actually down at the high school, the first dead game in Delta, or excuse me, the middle school.
Right.
And I broadcast the game with Wayne Chris.
Yeah. Well, I love it down there. I still do. That's one of my favorite gyms in the entire world, if not my number one gym. And the baseball field, my brother played a lot of baseball over there. And for those of us that grew up around here, that was our swimming pool, too, was up behind the football field. They just put the tin lid on it in the wintertime. So you tell kids that today, and they're like, what?
Yep.
What was behind there? I'm like, that's where our swimming pool was.
You know, my wife and I walk the trail back behind the middle school there often, and, you know, I look at that, and I'm like,
22.
There used to be a swimming pool there.
Once upon a time, I've seen a few home runs hit into that pool. You knew that was a shot. That was dead center.
right out there. Unfortunately, one of them came from a rifle barrels in the playoffs. I won't mention the Delta pitcher. He's a friend. But I'll tell you, I think it was 1984, and I can tell you it was a kid named Bobby Schick, who was one of the all-time great rifle bearers. I think his dad, Elmer, actually grew up in Delta, and Elmer had tons of track and field records at Delta High School. Back then, I think most of them have been broken or they've been lost to time. I don't know. It's possible they still exist. But Bobby Schick took a low pitch in a playoff game, a game to go to state, and it seems like that ball never got above 20 feet high, and it took one hop in the center field bleachers, the football bleachers, and hopped into the swimming pool to be the clincher for the Rifle Bears. Bobby Schick was a great player. I think he went to Oral Roberts on a full ride scholarship. So, and another friend of mine was on that team, Roger Walters, who has been one of the greatest basketball coaches over on this side of the hill. Roger's second baseman. He said playing with Bobby was like getting four at-bats per game and getting to watch him pitch. You never got to do anything else because Bobby's throwing no-hitters. He didn't throw any no-hitters against Delta, though. They had some great games.
So the 2022 Homecoming King goes to Luke Stadner, and your 2022 Homecoming Queen is Autumn Cordell. So congratulations to those two. Again, I'm sure they will be recognized tomorrow night at the Homecoming Dance. We'll take a break when we come back. We'll have some stats for you from the first half. I don't think there are very many, but we'll have them for you.
We'll get
ready for the second half of play. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete training service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your project done.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople. Professional installations and service. Plus, easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company. Sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Bill Halftime here at Panthers Stadium as Delta leads 7-0 over the visiting Rifle Bears. And, you know, they're starting to clear the field of the homecoming festivities, going to get the other teams, the teams back out on the field, obviously, to warm up for the second half. But, Vaughn, you got some first half stats for us.
You bet. Landon Clay for the Panthers is 3 of 10 for 29 yards. All three completions to Gavin Brewer. So Bruce got three receptions for 29 yards. Landon's also leading us in rushing. 4 carries for 27 yards. Connor's been the workhorse. He's only got 6 carries, though. That's probably a season low for the first half. He's got 6 carries for 14 yards. Rifle's doing a good job of cooping him up. Eastside busted out a couple tough runs, but really all he could get out of him were 4 yards. So he's got 4 carries for 11 yards total. We have 53 yards rushing only in the first half with that 29-yard passing. We're looking at 82 yards total offense in the first half. So Rifle's really done a job. I think it's great that we're up 7-0 and we're going to get the second half kickoff. Let's give Brew a little credit, too, on defense. Had the one interception. Leading tackler in the first half, Clay Sandridge, Tucker Johnson.
And, you know, we talked about it in the first half. You know, maybe a little surprising how well Weissman's defense has played. You know, but they're obviously Ryan Whittington, I think, knew a little bit of what to expect from the Panthers, as well as, you know, offensively, they kind of know where some of the weaknesses are.
Right. Well, Coach Jay alluded to that in your pregame interview, talking about how both programs are similar, those kind of things. So I don't think there's any doubt. And at the high school level, you can exploit some weaknesses and crack them open. It's a little bit different than what we watch every Saturday and Sunday. But nonetheless, I mean, you think about this team that we've had here. Coach Johnson's built a great program. We're second rated in the state right now. And for Rifle to come in here and to be given the team beat us down 7-0, you got to give them some credit. I'd give that to Witt. That quarterback, Gross, pretty tough kid, man. I think he's been a load for us to handle as well. Mm-hmm. But they haven't been able to do anything on the ground yet, really, other than Gross running a few plays. They're rolling out right as well. He's had a couple completions, but nothing serious. A couple in the soft spots when we were in zone coverage. That's it. So,
and you know, Coach Johnson alluded to it, that Rifle is an improved team this year. It's helped that they've had a full off season with Witt. You know, when he took over the program, he took over in the middle of the summer. You know, I'm not sure they had a chance to even go to a camp
right
together. And he kind of was, you know, kind of under the gun there. He's had a full off season to implement his brand of football. And I think it shows.
Well, Witt's a winner. He's a winner. I love Ryan Whittington. He's just a great guy. And those people are lucky that he's their coach. Those kids are lucky to get coached by him. He's going to push them. He's going to drive them. And Rifle was coming off that spring state championship. That was the COVID year where teams could elect when they wanted to play. So they won a state title, and there were like six teams that they were playing against, as opposed to playing in the fall when everybody else went, which would have been a more competitive achievement, I'd have to say. But then after that year, the job opened up. Witt grew up in Rifle, so he went back. He's a dean of students there as well. And they're still living in Grand Junction, evidently. Witt commutes every day. He had been commuting here for, I think, 11 years. I'll have to figure it out. He might have even been 12 years, 13 years that Witt was down here at Delta. So he's a good young man, and I'm glad to call him a friend.
So I just want to mention the DHS Alumni Association and CB's Tavern are happy to present Community Team Night once again this year. The first one is on Tuesday from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at CD's. Pizza night with root beer floats this month. They'll have card games, jukebox, pool tables, and cornhole. All DHS and DCA 9th through 12th graders are welcome. You must check in and check out at the door. It's a fun supervised night for teens. It's a lot of fun. The Alumni Association does, you know, a lot to give back to the high school, and it's a great group of people.
They do. Dwayne Bush, class of 78, I believe, from Delta High School. Dwayne heads that up, and he's as community-minded as they get. He gets everybody involved. My mom, who is Salida Spartan, class of 58, went down with a friend of hers last year, Mr. Sweet Carlson, and they dealt blackjack. My mom knows several kids here at Delta High School as well. So I get a kid in class, and they're like, yeah, I think I met your mom at CB. So great thing. You know, there's so many people here that care about the young kids, the young people that are growing up in our community. I love Delta, Colorado.
Delta's a great place to live, great place to raise a family. You know, it's just a great small town. You know, I think I've mentioned this before. I grew up in a small town 80 miles northeast of Denver, Fort Morgan. I'm sure a lot of people have heard of it. And when I moved to Delta, and however many years it's been so long, I've lived here now. And you know, when I moved to Delta, it reminded me so much of the small town that I grew up in, and it just became home to me. And it's, you know, the community, the people I've met in this community, and just the support that I get doing the radio broadcasts, and you know, it's just been phenomenal.
A lot of beautiful people here. We've lost a couple of great ones lately. Dennis King, who was a true true and true Delta Panther, and Jerry Hines, a wonderful man. So we're losing some of the greats, but this town is just full of great people. So Delta will receive the second half kickoff. They lead 7-0. And Diaz has it teed up. This will be the first time he's actually kicked off. We got a layer of smoke. I guess that's smog. Anybody that's moved in from L.A. has got an advantage right now on the field. Boy, it smells like that. It smelled like that here all night. That's the only thing I'm going to really... Boy, look at this kid boot it.
Diaz puts the boot into it like
a middle of the end zone.
Yeah.
Right drive. Yeah, little driver down the middle.
Yeah, and Romero has it goes over his head out of the back of the end zone, and Delta will have a Modern Appliance Company first down on their own 20-yard line. That was a heck of a boot.
He was. He punched it. My one criticism tonight, Mark, is the smell of lighter fluid in the air. Somebody started up the charcoal a little excessively with the fluid. But you win a few, lose a few. And I'll tell you what, Kendrick's pants are taking care of the rest of it. All right, that's evening things out.
So Delta will line up three wide to the left, one wide to the right. Brewer's Malone back to the right side. It's going to be a top sweep to Carrillo. He finds the corner.
He's running hard. Tackle.
And it'll be 2nd and 8 for the Panthers. So a good solid start for Delta here in the second half.
That's Street Kid, number 76. We don't have height or weight on the rifle roster, but I bet you that kid's about 6'6". He's huge. You got some of those, Mark?
See if you can find him there.
6'6", 215.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He's Largo.
Stack to the left, Gallegos is going to get it on the jet sweep as he came in motion.
He busted it.
He did.
Yeah, he got picked up about 10.
First down. First down,
right side. Brings over the play to the Delta Panther. First down.
Receivers on that far side did a nice job of opening a seam for Gallegos to go through. Delta moving right to left.
Coach trying to go outside. You can see that right here. Obviously a point and adjustment. At halftime, they're not going up the gut. They're going to try to loosen things up at the edge. I bet we'll see that. We'll see him go outside, outside, and then pretty soon he's going to punch one in, and we're going to break one.
Angel Romero comes into the game, brings the play with him. He's going to line up as a wide receiver. We'll just wait and see which side. He'll be one of three on the left side. Lone receiver to the right. There's the snap. Clay moves to his left. It's a pass. It's complete to Bynum.
Nice pass. 20-yard pickup to Ryland Bynum.
A nice little seam route there. And
sweet pass.
Clay on the money with a dart.
He looked like Mahomes right there. Kind of threw that about three quarters. Boom.
Delta quickly out of the huddle. Same formation.
Yeah. Hey, they're going no huddle, Mark. Put a little heat on him. There's the inside.
Carrillo. Gain of one.
Well, that was the inside punch. I was looking for something right there, but Eastside wasn't able to break it loose. He's running hard, though.
Tough.
Running like he's bigger than he really is.
2nd and 9 for the Panthers. Ball on the rifle, 46. Delta lead 7-0. 10 minutes left in the third quarter.
Eastside is a Green Bay Packer fan. His brother, Adrian Isaiah Science, has somehow polluted his mind to make him a Green Bay Packer fan, even though his children are growing up in Denver Bronco country.
Clay, three-step drop, looks to his right. He's going deep.
Got it.
Brewer chopped it.
He knew it. Stopped to cry a tear there on the 20. Dropped the pass. That was on the money. Nice pass from Landon Clay.
That pass is complete, and Brewer's in the end zone.
It was. It hit him in stride. In fact, I think it hit him in the face mask. He needed some stick-em on him. He likes the Raiders. He should have pulled a little Fred Biletnikoff right there.
So Brewer will line up wide to the right. Three receivers to the left. Clay, three-step drop, looks. Going to the left side. This is going to be...
Another drop.
I think that was... That's Leho. And he drops it.
That thing hit him in the solar plexus. Lando is putting that ball in the money. That was about 30 yards down the field right on. the target. Nice pass, Landon Clay.
And leave us out to punch.
Boy, those two of them right there, Mark.
Both of them would have been touchdowns had the receiver caught the ball.
Let's give the offensive line some credit. They gave Landon all kinds of time on that possession.
The high snap, but Olivas brings it down. A high punt. And then it's going to take a
another
Delta
hop
toward the goal line. And Delta will have it inside the rifle 10. And that's where the Bears will have a Modern Appliance Company first down.
Jose must be living right. He needs to go play some golf tomorrow for money. That ball took a hop for the Panthers. That's the second that he's pinned them inside the 10 tonight.
The rifle, we'll see what adjustments they have made.
I think they're going to go back. They're going to hope that we're in zone coverage a little bit more. I'd look for them to throw that pass right in the soft spot.
2x2, spreading it out. Gross keeps it up the middle. He'll gain a couple. But definitely that spread look that, you know, Witt's been, you know, is known for. He did it here in Delta and has his running back just run right up the middle with it.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have thought that would be their adjustment right there. But we'll see. You know, part of it's that they've been pretty deep in their own territory most of the night. There have not been too many possessions that rifles crossed. In fact, has there been one? Yeah, there was. They started
in Delta territory.
And they had two inside of our down at the goal line. Went for it twice, so.
And
they have, but the last several possessions, they've been pinned.
Yeah, so the running back, no gain, and there's a flag on the play. So we'll wait and see what the call is here. Because they didn't blow the play dead, I'm guessing it's going to be an offside Delta, but we'll just have to wait and see what the officiating crew has to say. Still, no signal.
It can't be this hard to figure out at a false start what they're finally calling.
My goodness. That was...
Yeah,
that took incredibly too long.
It did. I started watching this show this week called Banana Land. Have you seen any of that, Mark?
Haven't heard of it.
It's on ESPN. This guy bought the Savannah Bananas.
Okay.
He's changing baseball. The game time limit is 2 hours. There are no walks. There are sprints. If you step out of the batter's box, it's a strike. I mean, the whole thing was meant to speed up the game, and he's doing it. If the fans catch a foul ball, you're out. I mean, there's all kinds of cool rules that he's got going. I'd like to see us put these officials, look, without judgment toward these elderly gentlemen. I think that they got to speed things up a little.
Too wide to the right. Gross rolls that direction, and it's going to be a pass incomplete in and out of the hands of his receiver, Bowen. And it'll be 3rd and 13 for the Bears.
Clock stopped again. 8:39 left in the third. These incompletions are making it a little bit longer game tonight.
Your support has a huge impact on the success of our program.
So we'll see if Delta's defense can come up with a stop here on 3rd and long. And if they do, you would expect them to have good field possession to start their next possession.
Our touchdown.
8:39 left here in the third quarter. Delta leads 7-0. Ball on the rifle 7, and they're taking a lot of time in the huddle. They're having a hard time getting the play into the sideline, it looks like.
Ray Ross, Delta County School District.
They're already in the clock here. They're going to get, Whit's going to call timeout.
Yeah, he's got to. So we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports. The rifle with a little trouble getting the play in from the sideline forces Ryan Whittington to call a timeout. And now Delta looking to have the eye of the tiger here with 3rd and long. Trying to get a stop.
And they need to. I think the thing about this kind of game, Mark, especially being homecoming and longer halftime, all that kind of stuff. It lulls you into a sense of security. This is a one-possession game. It's 7-0. That's one play from getting tied up. So our guys can't afford to lose concentration.
Rifle comes out one by one, Gross with the back to his left. Wide receiver on the left side in motion, and now it's a pitch sweep on the left side. Brought down from behind is the running back, Saldivar. And he'll gain, that's a pretty decent gain. It was about 5 yards. It's still nowhere near the marker, as it'll be 4th and 6. And rifle to punt. Diaz will be back probably into his own end zone. Connor Workman will be at about midfield to field this punt.
This is a chance to crack it open here. I'd like to see a score. See Connor run one in. I know he'd love to get to the house. Do this and get a little breathing room. Get this thing pushed out to 2 possessions.
Snap's good, and it's a
screamer.
End-over-end punt. Workman takes it, finds a seam in the middle, works his way up, dives forward with 3 bears on his back. A really good return for Connor, doing a lot of work out there.
I think his brother Nate got him ready for that play right there, just playing out in the front yard. That looked like a little brother carrying a big brother for extra yardage.
So a Modern Appliance Company's first down is Delta will have the ball on the rifle 33 to start this drive. Best starting field position for the Panthers yet tonight. We'll see if they can get this in the end zone and make it a 2-possession game.
Well, Landon putting the ball on the money like he was that last possession. Our receiver's got to concentrate. Haul it in. If he's going to hit him in the numbers like that, let's make some catches.
Here goes again. Sidearm to Brewer on the left and right side. It is complete for a gain of 1.
Brings up second down.
Just a little short out route to Gavin. And a little offline with the pass that time. Gavin had to go get it. Kind of lost his forward momentum there.
Yeah, he had to dive for the catch. So getting 1 was about all you could have done right there.
Delta comes to the line. 3 wide to the left, 1 to the right.
Here we go.
3-step drop.
Wounded duck.
It's going to be complete.
Still got there.
That was Bynum. Excuse me, Leho with the reception.
Landon did not get a clean release on that one. That thing was fluttering like a wounded duck, but Leho ran a great route.
Leho.
That's all there was to it.
Leho was like the dog from Duck Hunt when you
got
the ducks down in the original Nintendo Entertainment System.
Put us on the 12.
Comes up holding the football like a dead duck.
We can still get a first down inside the 2.
It's the give up the middle to Carrillo.
Nice run.
Gain of 5.
That's an offensive line play right there. They're moving the stack.
You mentioned it earlier. The offensive line really playing well, giving Clay a lot of time back in the pocket, also opening it up for the running game in the middle.
We've got some unsung heroes on this team and have for years. Our linemen, they do the dirty work, and they do it quietly.
Clay with the power run up the middle.
They do it quietly. They remind me of the old Broncos teams where those offensive linemen were so good, and Alex Gibbs had them on the no-talk
right
deal. You know, just
so third
good
and
guys.
3rd and 3 from the rifle 6. So Clay comes in from the sideline. That's Angel Romero. He'll line up as a wide receiver to the left side. He's the lone receiver on that side. Double wing set for the Panthers. Back will be to the left of Clay. That is Gallegos. He takes Carrillo.
He's in there.
Hits sweep, and he will be in for a Delta touchdown. So there it is. Delta gets the short field, able to capitalize, and they're up by 2 scores.
Eastrack's got 8 carries for 25 yards now and a touchdown, and that's what we needed right there. Get a little breathing room.
Yep. And now and now your defense has, you know, a little more room for error, if you will.
Well, right.
You know, and you, on offense, you can just start to grind the game out a little bit.
Well, any underdog wants to just stay within 1 possession because you get it down to the end and anything can happen right there. Bad snap on the extra point.
But Workman able to get it upright and
Oliva splits the upright. So with 5:25 left in the third, Delta up 14-0. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Greg and Christy Stratman with Stratman Real Estate have been selling Delta County real estate for a combined 43 years and have led Delta County in residential sales for the last 10 consecutive years. Greg and Christy provide top-notch professional services and would be happy to help you navigate the real estate process. Give Stratman Real Estate a call at 970-234-4734. Again, that's 970-234-GREG. Stratman Real Estate, your local real estate experts.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
6-yard run puts Eastside Carrillo in the end zone and Delta up 14-0. Olivas will put the ball on the tee.
I'd look for us to go to our ground game next possession. I'd see Coach Jay trying to grind it up with some first downs. And we'll see what Rifle can do. I mean, they haven't had much luck in the air at all, and the truth is they haven't had too many first downs lately.
Olivas puts the boot into it. It kind of comes up short.
Oh,
and up it's a live ball.
We're going to get that
thing. Loose.
Ball is whipping around.
And we're going to wait for the call to see who has possession. And Delta recovers the muff kick. That one went right through the hands of the Rifle returner and then bounced away from him. He tried to jump on it, and it continued to squirm and squirt away, and Delta able to come up with the recovery.
That's going
to
put Witt into the red.
As in the color of his head?
Color of his scalp.
So this now will be the best field position Delta has started with. It's on the Rifle 15.
That's a big break, really, when you look at it. I mean, this game's in the – we're right in the crux of this thing breaking loose.
Going to be a give up the middle.
Ooh,
a violent tackle.
Connor got back up and wanted some more. He got up from getting hit and then ran into big old Street. He is the human pinball.
He got dumped right on his shoulder, bounced right back up, and was still raring to go.
I started calling him Connor Nagurski this week after Bronco Nagurski, the old-timer that played in leather helmets.
Yeah.
I think Connor would be just as happy if they didn't have to wear face masks. Strap that kid up with a leather helmet. Let him play. You should have seen these kids at homecoming today, like the tug of war and all that kind of thing. My goodness.
Clay with a shot to the end zone, a little... I think miscommunication between him and Brewer, that was almost picked off as Clay kind of threw it to the outside. Brewer was cutting in. And
right. Landon didn't get a good clean release on that one again. It's kind of fluttering on him. So we got the good weather tonight. He's going to have to get a better grip. Looked like me throwing the cornhole today.
Delta will line up 2x2. 3rd and 9 from the Rifle 14. Clay takes the snap. Three-step drop. Nope, it's a draw. He's going to go up the middle. He's got his eye on the end zone at the goal line and just short of the goal line.
First down, first and goal.
But a great run there by Clay. Clay doing it with both his legs and his arm tonight, although several of his passes were dropped. But he's putting them right on the money.
He has 6 carries for 41 yards tonight. He is 5 of 15 in the air for 70 yards and a 1 touchdown, 1 score. And Eastside with a 1-yarder, but nothing, not punching it in. So
it'll be 2nd and goal for the Panthers. Less than 4 minutes here in the third.
Starting to grind that clock a little bit.
And if Delta can quickly go up 21-0 here, that might end up being the nail in the coffin here early, or excuse me,
that's it.
In the touchdown minutes of the third quarter.
So Eastside with his 2nd score on the night.
His 2nd score within about 2.5 minutes. So Delta punches it in and
check this out. Now, Eastside, 10 carries for 27 yards, 2 touchdowns. He's just pounding it. I mean, really, when you think about it, Rifle is limiting Delta to some. We haven't had a really long run tonight. Landon Clay's got the only long run. Landon's had a 10-yarder and a 15-yarder, but we're up 21-0 just like that.
We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stacey and Nikki at the Sunflower can help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacey believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacey and Nikki at the Sunflower Group.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Delta leads 21-0 with 3:36 left in third. And you mentioned the Bears limiting the amount of yardage for Delta, but Khalil with the two touchdowns. It's like LeGarrette Blount several years ago for the New England Patriots when he could get the goal line carry.
We're doing what we need to do. I mean, it's 21-0, and that's the name of the game. Outscore the other team. So,
boy,
I could see some kick return work that we need to make.
Five, and Rifle returner gets spun around at the 10 and then brought down.
He about fumbled that. But our kick return line's taken off like a jailbreak right there. Just four guys back, two guys up. Like a mouthful of crooked teeth taken off the cover there.
So we'll see what Rifle can do here with their second possession of the second half. They'll line up one by one. Gross with the back to his right.
Now they're pressed, Mark. I mean, being down 21-0, they're going to have to put it in the air more.
The high snap, but he brings it down and gives it to Saldivar. It'll be a gain of one.
That's right up Delta's alley. I mean, you do that, Delta's going to limit you the rest of the night, and the clock is going to run out on you.
So second and nine for the Bears. Ball on their own, 21, 3 minutes left in the third. Two wide to the left. Double tight set. Gross takes the ball, gives to Saldivar, breaks it on the left side, finds a seam, and he has enough for the Modern Appliance Company first down, a gain of 10.
Nice run by Saldivar. First down for Rifle in a while.
Yeah, they closed out the first half, I think, with a three and out, and that's how they started the second half as well. Late substitution into the game as the Bears are 2-by-2.
Connor Workman on the edge again. I'd look for him to get to it. Look at that. In pursuit of the runner. You could just see his edge the whole time. Tackled the ball carrier for a loss of one.
They're going to actually give him the line of scrimmage, so it'll be second and 10. Yeah, Saldivar was going nowhere that time.
Connor just had an angle. They didn't have him matched.
You know, and Connor has a quickness that you wouldn't necessarily expect from looking at him. It's just an acceleration that it's like boom and he's there.
Yeah. Plus he likes contact.
Too wide to the left, and it's going to be a give up the middle to Saldivar again.
Nice run. Picked up 10, Mark. They found something.
Offensive line for Rifle doing a good job there, winning the line of scrimmage right now. The Modern Appliance Company first down for the Bears. And
I think our guys might have exhaled going up 21-0 and not keeping that concentration tonight.
Little delay on the give, and Gross in trouble under all sorts of pressure. Brought down from behind. Is that Talon Hewlett?
That is Connor Nagurski.
Workman again. Nice, Connor Workman. So there were three or four Panthers back there giving chase to Gross. Any one of them could have had the sack, and it ends up being Connor.
He eluded the rest of them, but Connor put a bead on him, and you weren't going to shake him.
Second and 20.
Inside of a minute now, Mark, left in the third quarter. 21-0.
Rifle with the bear on their own 30, or the ball on their own 35. Pitch sweep to Saldivar on the left side, giving chase on that side is
X-Man
Martinez.
Ah, I love the X-Man. What a great kid. Great attitude. Solid student. Always respectful, and he's just playing hard.
So no gain on the play, and it'll be third and long for the Bears, and I think they're going to do it on the other side of the field. As it looks like we have reached the end of the third quarter, and Delta leads 21-0. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, tacos, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. We take pride in how we do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta. The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
You know, Vaughn, I don't know what was said at halftime, but Delta came out in the second half and just took control of this football
game. They did. That turnover, the mock by Rifles set Delta up, and, you know, they're still just grinding, making some good plays. Here, Rifle goes deep, Mark. Might be a pick. Rylan Bynum.
The snap was low. Gross able to pick it up off the turf. Had a lot of time back there and overthrew his receiver. Bynum going out like a middle infielder on the baseball field and made the over-the-shoulder catch for the interception.
Great interception by Ryland. 9 seconds into the fourth quarter right there. That's like a long punt. I will say that much. About 45-yard exchange. Delta's going to get the ball on their own 20. First and 10. Up 21-0. Nice play, Ryland Bynum.
Three wide to the left, one to the right. Play in the gun. He'll give to the back and no room to one run there.
Connor Nagurski got stuck.
May have lost the yard as well.
Yeah, he did. Looks like they're going to, right at the chain. Oh, no, there they go. He did lose two.
So it'll be second and 12. Delta comes to the line. Brewer wide to the right. Three wide to the left. There's the snap, three-step drop. Clay over the top, looking for Brewer, incomplete. A lot of traffic there.
A lot of traffic. They know that he wants to go to Brewer by now. I'm kind of surprised that we're throwing it right there, being up 21-0, second and 13. I mean, I can see that you want to make some first downs. Atlanta's still got to get some of that experience looking down the field, but normally I see us just grinding this clock up.
So third and 13 for the Panthers, ball on their own 17. Clock stops with 11:18 left in the game. Three wide to the left, one to the right. Clay with the back to his right. That is Workman. There's the snap, three-step drop. Clay looks left. Pass is intercepted. So I'm not even sure what receiver he was trying to hit on that one. Valencia with the pick. So Delta with their first turnover of the game.
Landon is 5-17. He's got 70 yards passing, one touchdown, one interception. I mean, it just feels like we're in such control of this game, Mark, but and being up 21-0, they really are. But it's not the kind of game where you just want to keep making those mistakes. You want to keep executing. So
one by one, and
plenty to work on.
Oh, gets dropped by Gross. He gets away from one defender. Now he's going to be brought down from behind for the sack.
Talon Hewlett. Everything Talon does, every tackle he makes, it looks like a rodeo play. He's just bulldogging people.
Well, he has a motor on him. You know, Ben talked about it in the pregame interview. Not always in the best position, doesn't always have the best technique, but he just keeps going.
He does. I can see that. He looks like he's playing in, like, some panhandle swim clothes. Some cinch. He's going to sign a contract on a cinch.
Bandana around the neck.
Yeah. I mean, that dude's like a bulldogger.
Too wide to the right. Gross out of the gun. Back to his left. There's the snap. It's going to be a play action to Saldivar to go over the middle. That is complete to number 44, Marcus Washington, their tight end. And not going to quite make it to the marker, so it'll be third short.
No, but he's celebrating like they won the Super Bowl. It's just a pickup of 9 yards, kid.
So, Rifle will get the play in from the sideline. They'll go one by one. Back to the left of Gross.
It's going to be a false start.
That goes with that. No, I think he called a timeout. I don't think they were able to get the formation correct, and Witt is not pleased. So we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is,
ta-da,
State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
You're just talking during the break. I think in the last little bit here, we had a temperature drop here in Delta. It's really cooled off here today.
It is. A little pressure drop by two from the Maytals, even though we were playing YMCA by the Village People there at the break. That might have been it, people getting cool doing the YMCA over here.
Could be. Give up the middle for Rifle is good enough for a Modern Appliance Company first down.
Or it could be the glow off of Kindig's pants is finally getting covered up under cover of the night here. I don't know. 9:26 left in the fourth. Delta's up 21-0.
To ride to the right, Gross in the gun with the back to his right. There's the snap. He'll roll to his right. Looking. Now he'll take off and run it. Up the sideline. He'll be forced out of bounds. Gain of maybe 7. And it'll be second down for the Bears. Second and 4. Looks like only a gain of 6.
I see Coach Bruce Keith across the way here tonight. The legend is on the sideline watching the game tonight.
That is a name I have not heard in a long time.
He's a great man and a great coach, coaching legend. And for those of us that got to work with him, a real blessing in our lives. Just a great guy.
Give up the middle to Saldivar, finds the seam, and he's going to have a Modern Appliance Company first down inside the Delta 10.
That'll be first and goal. Clay Sandridge on the tackle.
So 9 minutes left in the game. Delta up at least comfortably for now, 21-0. But, again, Rifle knocking on the door. They've been in the red zone several times tonight, and Delta's defense has come up stout.
Boy, they're taking so much time. I just don't see this being down 3 scores.
Not a whole lot of urgency at all. They line up too wide to the left. Tight end on the right side. There's the snap. It's going to be a give up the middle. Saldivar, gain of a couple.
You know, I know Witt's such a gamer. So it's kind of occurring to me this way. I've been critical of teams like, why aren't you in more of a hurry? When you're down 21-0, why don't you just get up to the ball and get going? And I'm starting to think that maybe they are just, look, let's just admit it. they're way more acquainted with what their team can do, the ability of that team. I think you try to push these guys faster, and you're going to get an error. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a penalty. So they're just trying to play within their own game what they can do.
Gross is going to keep it, try to get to the left side on the – he
fumbled it.
Ball, still loose.
They may call him down, though, Mark. We'll see. Boy, these guys don't make a call, though. Nothing definitive.
Even the teams don't know what the call is. You know, the Bears are acting like they fumbled it. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, the way the Bears reacted to that, they reacted like they fumbled and lost the ball.
Yeah. Street's limping. The big kid, 76. He's limping around. He's been in almost every play, offense and defense tonight. He knew it was a fumble.
So Delta will take over first and 10 on their own 10 after the turnover. 7:46 left in the game.
Grind them up time.
This is kind of where I look for that to take place, yes. Late substitution for Rifle.
Stay in bounds, Damian.
Gallegos gets it on the left side, and he is tackled hard. Gets a gain of, good gain of 4. And it'll be 2nd and 6. So they'll give him 5 on the carry. Ball on the Delta 15 now. Clock runs. Line up 2x2. Back to the right of Clay.
Connor busted it up the middle for another 2 yards.
And it'll be 3rd and short for the Panthers.
Connor, 8 carries tonight for 14 yards. Rifle's really done a pretty good job defensively.
Well, you know, the way Connor's torn it up in the 2 games that Delta's played this year, I think Rifle definitely made a conscious effort to control the run game here tonight.
Absolutely. Well, and they cinched it up in a lot of ways. Just turnovers, you know, Delta just kind of beat them with slow and steady tonight.
Clay with the keeper straight up the gut in the Modern Appliance Company first down after a gain of 4.
Landon's running's really been about the difference in this game. Done a nice job. And it has just been slow and steady. Nothing really spectacular tonight, just a couple silly turnovers, really, from both teams. Delta had the 1. But I tell you, Rifle getting stopped on the goal line twice was huge there in the first half.
Well, you know, I've talked about this a little bit already this season. You know, our offense is good. It gets the job done as Workman gets the ball up the middle for a short gain. You know, our offense is good. It gets the job done. But our defense is our bread and butter.
And has been for years.
Yep.
And, look, when Tyree comes back, things are going to be different. And Landon's different. When you can play him at another position, I mean, Landon Clay is a valuable player.
Yeah.
And he's done a great job. When you think you have that kind of, that caliber of backup, I mean, the kid's first game as a varsity quarterback against Palisades leads to a 31-20 win. 31-21, whatever the final was on that one, Mark.
3 wide to the left. And it's a give up the middle. And it was 31-20, by the way, Vaughn.
Okay.
Correct. And Workman loses a yard on that carry. And it'll be 3rd and 11 for the Panthers.
We got Marcus Garcia on the sideline with us tonight as well, helping the Panthers out. Good to see Marcus, kid that played for the Panthers, was a great lineman. Nobody loved his team more than Marcus. He was so happy to see anybody on his team succeed. He'd be back there skipping when he'd see a running back, Johnny Ponce, busting it long. Marcus would be up there skipping. But he went and played a little college football, and he's back on the sideline here helping the Panthers. He's enormous. For those that are watching on the NFHS feed at home, he's the large person at the end of the Panther crew on the sideline.
Clay rolling to his left, just way overthrows his receiver, Romero. And it brings up 4th down. It'll stop the clock. 4:29 left in the game.
It has not been a real exciting game tonight, to be honest. It's just been kind of a field position battle.
Yeah, Preston Bird, I believe, is the returner at his own 45-yard line.
Jose streamed one. Let's see if this one rolls for us.
This
not bad.
Delta roll as well inside the 30.
Good coverage by Damian Gallegos. Inside the 30, Jose booming, and we're not going to say like Ray Guy tonight, not even like Tom Ruin or Bucky Dilts, but he's doing a fair job. Probably a 40-yard net average, don't
yeah.
you think, tonight?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's had good punch. He's gotten some good rolls. But, you know, they've got a strong leg. I mean, that's all there is to it. His 38-yard field goal last week demonstrated that. And, you know, there was no hesitation on that first drive last week. Fourth down came up. They were 38 yards out, and Coach Johnson ran him out there.
He's a weapon. Coach Jay's had some good kickers.
To give up the middle to Saldivar for the Bears. And it's the gain of two. Workman with the tackle. 4 minutes left in the game. So, again, like you said, no real urgency from the Bears, but, you know, also, like you said, I think they're just going to go with what they can do.
Yeah. I think they're just looking at it. They're playing within their limitations. This quarterback's it. If Witt got him to play, hasn't been doing it for a while, there's another one to that tight end.
Yep, Washington over the middle, stacked up, and then forced back. But forward progress is going to give them a Modern Appliance Company first down, a nice gain of 14 for the kid. And that's been there most of the night for them when they tried to go over the middle with that tight end seam route.
It's the same play that they tried to score when Landon Clay got the deflection
right.
early in.
Minus the jump pass.
Exactly. Stumped them right there at the goal line. So, good completion right there. Street got racked up on the knee again. He's getting banged up tonight. Yeah, they're not in a hurry. I think they're just looking at this one like we're going to finish this game out.
First and 10 from their own 45 as the Bears come to the line.
I think Witt has helped me learn that tonight because I know that he would be playing to win any time. He's just trying to play within what his team can do.
Give to Saldivar up the middle. A good run there. Gain of 5. It'll be 2nd and 5 from the, right about midfield.
Run up the middle of the 49.
So clock continues to run here. 2.5 left in the game. And go ahead.
I was just to say, good defensive effort by the Panthers here tonight. Throwing the shutout, I got to give special mention to Xavier Martinez. Played a great game tonight.
It's going to be a false start.
Yes.
And Delta's going to get a personal foul, I think, on that one. One of the rifle linemen took a shot after the whistle. So I have a feeling Rifle, after the penalty, is going to get a first down with the personal foul.
Don't want anything. Don't lose your class, and we don't want anything silly.
Because it was a dead ball. I'm pretty sure it was a dead ball foul. And the official is in no hurry to make the call.
Yeah, that's – well, I haven't seen that all night, with all due respect.
So –
get her done.
False start.
Fellas.
Rifle. And then a personal foul against Delta. So, it's going to be a Modern Appliance Company first down for the Bears. We'll see where the ball is spotted. Looks like it'll be on Delta's side of the field at about their 41. So, clock runs once again. Play in from the sideline for the Bears. Two minutes left in the game. Two wide to the left. Gross out of the gun. Now sends a man in motion. They're going to get it on
the left. Oh, Connor Nagurski. Oh, youngster. He shot right up the gap. They tried a little end around there.
Valencia gets the carry, and Connor, it's almost as if he was waiting for
it. He stuck him, man. He came through apparently unscathed and tackled him for a loss of 5. That was a beautiful play.
From the time Valencia started his motion, I think Connor knew what was coming and just reacted.
Favorite part of the play, Connor Nagurski stuck him and then just got up and walked back to the huddle, man. I like that. Make the play. Act like you've done it before. Loss of 6.
One by one come Rifle. Back to the right of Gross. Tight end shift from the left to the right. Now it'll be a give to the Saldivar on the right side. Short game.
Inside of a minute now, Mark. Left in our homecoming game. Nice crowd tonight, man. This place has been full. The snack bar looks like they're still going.
Yep.
I heard him mention bratwurst. Finally, the smell of lighter fluid is out of the air. Let's play another one.
So, 37 seconds here in the game. Rifle will come to the line, I'm guessing, for one last play here. It's going to be a give to Saldivar up the middle, breaks the initial tackle, and
if that's going to be it. Yeah, they don't hustle.
No line of scrimmage, yeah. I think Rifle's content just to let the clock run out now with 10 seconds left.
Yeah. Yep.
So, Delta will go to 4-0 with this 21-0 victory over the Rifle Bears here at homecoming. We'll take a break and we'll come back. We'll have some post-game for you. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Anchor's the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Toro, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about making the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
And this is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Toro, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Tanner and Vaughn Mitchell back with you here. Delta wins this one 21-0 and, no, it's kind of a slow start, but they picked it up early in the second half. Huh?
They did. Just took advantage of the field position that they got, punched it in when they needed to, and just like that, it's a 3-score game.
So Delta goes to 4-0, and Landon Clay had a good game tonight.
He did. Landon played well. If we were looking player of the game, I'm going Delta defense. I mean, they just pitched the shutout.
Specifically, X-Men.
Oh, X-Men played great. You know, I don't know that he had more tackles, say, than Clay Sandridge or than Connor or even Talon Hewlett. But he just had some great plays, and he was holding it down. He and Tucker, especially early, doing a great job, kind of our unsung heroes. So, yeah, let's single him out. X-Man played great.
So, Delta, like I said, goes to 4-0 They will be on the road next week. Big road trip over the mountain to the Academy.
The
Academy. And I'm not sure how they are playing tonight, but they did knock off the number 4 team in the state last week. They're ranked number 5 this week. And we get to go to their place next week in Westminster. So.
A 2-5 game if there's no reshuffling of the rankings for that week. So if everybody holds serve, probably be a 2 versus a 5. That's great.
Yeah. So that game's going to be carried on our radio partners, the Monkey. I'll have that game for you. I believe 97.1 here in Delta. Once again, final score Delta 21, Rifle nothing. We'll talk to you next week. For Ron Mitchell, I'm Mark Ganner. You've been listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online. Have a good night, folks.